Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. France is hosting an international conference to promote a two-state solution for the Israeli-Palestinian conflict. Delegates from more than 70 countries are attending the Paris meeting. Neither Israeli nor Palestinian representatives are attending. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says the meeting is futile and rigged against Israel. Delegates to the meeting oppose Israeli settlements in territories claimed by the Palestinians, including East Jerusalem. Officials in Afghanistan say at least 7 civilians were killed and 2 were wounded when their vehicle hit a roadside bomb in an eastern border region. The Afghan Interior Ministry says the blast took place in the village of Bargoli in Nangarhar province. It was not immediately clear who planted the bomb. The incident happened just hours before Islamic State militants in the same area abducted 13 seminary teachers. A spokesman for Gambian President Adama Barrow confirmed Sunday that the upcoming inauguration will take place on January 19th, despite President Yahya Jammeh's refusal to step down from office. Barrow flew into Senegal after West African Regional Bloc ECOWAS failed to persuade Mr. Jammeh to hand over power when his current 5-year term of office ends during the coming week. It was not immediately clear why the president-elect traveled to Senegal, but sources said he felt vulnerable because of a lack of security. Barrow was officially declared the winner of last month's election by a slim margin. For more on that story, take a look at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.